It's so
you
much
look through those old monster manuals, and it's just like
you feel like
I can't
see an influence.
You know, exactly, but it's like you look at it, and sometimes I'm like, man, that is a lot of XP. I can't wait to kill that. And then sometimes you look at these old, and the art is way worse. It's not great art, right? And I'm like, I never want to see this fucking thing.
But you know what's cool about that old art in first edition? Because I've kind of got my eyes on this reprint.
Yeah.
Is what now when you buy a monster manual, some badass fucking render paints exactly what you'd see. But first edition is like, you come up on a hieroglyph, like it's a cave
painting,
and you're like, what the F is that going to be? What is this mark?
Yeah, exactly. A little bit more Lovecraftian, right?
It's sort of like, listen,
this is the best image we could get.
What was that guy, the German guy that did all the woodcuts? What was his name? Art history, you fail me.
Hans Block.
Hans Block, yeah. I'll think of it later. Fix that in post, Kiko. Who did all the wood prints? Someone's listening right now and screaming at me.
Yeah.
But it's like that. It's like a wood print.
I see. So it's being more elemental somehow keeps it weird.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was basically Gygax, like, who amongst his friends could draw. They didn't have the internet, right? How would you find an artist, right? If you're in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
You talk to your friend.
So are you going to cut out quality art from D&D Next?
That's still how we're going to save money. We're just purely going to trace
images
from Marvel Comics.
They're going to call Jeff D. and Bill Willingham.
I don't know if Bill could afford him now. Jesus, he's
I know Bill. I'll tell him to do some art for me. Come on, Bill.
But it's kind of cool. I mean, I don't know. I just kind of was reminded you think back then with the resources they had to work with.
Where is Jeff D at these days, I wonder?
He still does, he has a couple Kickstarters, I think. Because they threw out all his art.
No!
Yeah,
they threw out all the D&D art?
TSR back in the day, they would just throw stuff out. They wouldn't even think about it.
It was all done. It's like, I guess we're done with this.
It's like the BBC taping over old Doctor Who episodes.
People just, you don't think.
They had no choice.
Well, I mean, think about art.
No, they had no choice. Paper is so expensive.
Isn't there penny arcades that don't exist in high res?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, you can't.
When you're young, like, you don't.
Well, you don't know that what you're making is going
important.
To last.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard.
It's never your presumption.
Yeah.
There was a warehouse in Wisconsin that was just full of TSR stuff. They just emptied out, like, 6 months ago now. Like, it was just, the company was getting billed, like, every 5 years to this warehouse, and somebody finally noticed, like, why are we paying this bill?
No.
And they had it emptied and sent out here. And it's just this treasure trove, like the D&D toys.
So this story doesn't end with a chipper shredder, then?
No, good God, no.
Okay.
It's actually, we're actually auctioning off a bunch of those things for Gen Con.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, here, Scott, why don't you get a blank piece of paper out.
I got it right here.
And let's get Binwin on paper right now.
I'm going to move these expert drawings.
Because Warrior, it sounds like Warrior's ready.
Shit.
It sounds like Warrior's ready to go.
Warrior's pretty locked in.
Beat it.
So do you
can.
Good.
Do you have your character sheet?
I do. I don't need this old 4th edition piece of shit. Oh, whoops. I mean, what?
Well, so you're going to need some of the things. So you start with your ability scores.
Okay, cool.
If they're not over 20, they're the same. So you just write those down.
All right, so my... Okay, so...
And then the modifiers, you just don't add half almost.
Strength, con, dex, int, all these are staying, wisdom. Charisma will be important in D&D next, maybe?
It might be. Because actually, you make saving throws now, it's just your ability scores.
Right.
20, so, 16, 16.
So hold on. So his strength
Someone
of 20
cheated.
Is
This character is cheated.
His strength of 20. Did you bring back, is 18-100 a thing?
Oh, no, yeah.
Okay, so abilities.
Not yet. But actually, it's intelligence now. 18.
All right, so do I put my modifiers or no?
Weird.
Yeah, your modifiers, so for strength, it's plus 5, because you have a 20, and then your 16s are still plus 3, so it's just like 34. And normally you wouldn't be able to start with a 20 strength, but since you're 10th level, you've got a couple of ability bumps that presumably you spent on your strength.
I don't really understand. What's my modifier on a 10?
Pretend
I never pay attention in school. What's on
so hang on a second. So, so ability scores still get bumps in the new version? Okay.
The key is that 20 is your max. So if you get a bump and your score's a 20, you can play it some. You can drop it somewhere else.
All right. What's next? This is good. This is good frame.
So you got your ability scores.
Yep.
Let's do your background. So your background's going to give you your skills.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what your background want to be? I mean, take a look. Which skills do you have trained? Do you want to keep those? Do you want to change some of them?
Well, my skills.
Let's think about it, right?
I had athletics. Dungeoneering is super important to Binwin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Intimidate was another skill.
Okay.
I don't know if I ever used it.
That's a cool combo. Yeah, it's cool, though. It's cool to have it.
Yeah, well, you know, people know that I'm impulsive.
It's good flavor.
And then, well, those are racial features, and then I have feats, but...
So, your skills, if you want to convert those to the three you have trained over, the only difference would be with athletics, you'd have to pick, like, between jump or climb or swim, because it's just the skills...
Swim is not, and I don't think I'm going to be good at
Swimming.
Climbing. But I do jump over things a lot.
You do.
Yeah. So you can take jump as your, one of your skills.
So all that right. skill is busted so into three.
Jump.
Yeah. And it's to emphasize more ability checks.
It's, so, yeah. It's,
is dungeoneering still a skill?
Yep. It'd probably be called some like dungeon lore or something like that.
Yeah.
You could just write down.
I'm going to write dungeon lore because that sounds good. And then intimidate.
Yeah. And that would just remain the same.
So what do we think? Is there a background that includes jumping, intimidation, and dungeon lore?
I do not think we happen to have that exact
So far, the description is a crazy person.
It's called the Binwinner. And it's if you
no,
want
no, it's to, the Binwinier.
The Binwinier.
So now it's made me kind of think, like, what was Binwin before he was an adventurer?
The thing is, I'm biased because I remember during the first playtest, I kind of picked one.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of liked it.
What'd you like?
It was the pub crawler.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you could just go ahead. So that is actually... Oh, I don't know if I have pub crawler in this thing. But you can just go ahead and write that down.
Okay.
Because
that's probably where Omen found Binwin.
Yeah, I imagine.
Let's be honest.
Well, because remember that the office is in the basement of an inn.
Sure.
At least I can find you a trait.
Sure, we all would. Well, I like that gym.
Isn't that a good one?
That's a good one. I really like the way you made his neck long, too.
Yeah. I think that he might have his cape open a little bit just to show a little chest.
Yeah.
Hair.
A little tuft.
His knight outfit.
Yeah.
He's going out to a tavern.
All right, so how about this? Do you want a bad reputation as a pub crawler?
Yeah.
So basically it gives you advantage in all attempts to intimidate people.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice combo.
And wherever you go, people are basically automatically, they tune into your sense of menace and violence. So if you go into a bar, you're kind of the people know you're the baddest dude in the bar.
Yeah.
No, is that cool or bad?
Like bad.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't want to mess with
that. I see, but
it's fun.
Exactly, but there's a respect factor.
Exactly.
It isn't just like, oh shit, and they
your
run out.
Your reputation precedes you.
There we go. They have heard about that one time.
Exactly.
Right?
So there you go. That's your background.
Awesome.
And so then we think of what your specialty might be. Actually, we should talk about, did you want to take the Slayer option for the fighter?
I mean, yeah, I think that
sounded pretty
that
cool.
That sounds the most like Binwin.
Okay, cool.
So basically, even if he doesn't hit you, you get hurt.
Yeah.
Cool.
He nicks you with the back of it.
He loves to kill, and he doesn't really think about anything else in the process.
Okay, yes, that sounds good.
But also, I like the idea, I mean, essentially it sort of describes a person who hurts people on accident.
Yeah.
Like the axe is just kind of moving around.
Yeah.
So then we've got, let's see, fighter.
Sounds like a something might happen if a guy was drunk and fighting.
Yeah. It's sort of it has a Laurel and Hardy aspect.
So then we come to your specialty. What were some of the feats you took for your character? Or like what were some of the powers you liked using?
So, this character's been changed so many times. Let's see. I had superior fortitude. I was proficient with axes and hammers. I had a shield proficiency. And then let's see, other class features.
So maybe like as an NPC.
I sense Faelauer's hand in this character. Because it's like, mercenary starting feature, I gain the takedown strike power. Quick swap, switch out your weapon super fast. +2 power bonus to intimidate and streetwise, that fits this new one. Brutal axe, when you use power strike with a two-handed axe, you can knock the target prone.
Okay, so you're kind of like you maybe want to go with a specialty that's going to even speak more to just like kicking the hell out of things.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what
we
got here.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, he was sort of built, and there's no question. When I look at all those shield proficiencies, that's Faelauer through and through. But it seems like we can make a Binwin in this system that is a little bit more like Binwin.
Yeah.
But he is not eloquent in his capabilities. You know what I mean?
It's not like he graduated from Dungeons & Dragons version of West Point.
Yeah, Axe Academy.
No.
You know, like, that's not what happened. So what do you got for us?
So there's a couple here. So Guardian probably doesn't quite fit because you want to be more offense than...
Yeah.
So I have good news and bad news. The good news is we do have a Slayer theme. The bad news, a lot of its mechanics were stolen by the Slayer option you took for your fighter.
Yeah.
The because it's obligated right now, it's got Reaper and Cleave, which are basically both the abilities you
They're
have.
They're built in there, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
So let's see what we got here. Where is it going to actually be here? So let's get a little creative. So do you see, when you think of your character, right, and you think of, like, the way you fight, do you, how, was there, like, one word you used to describe that, like, or any kind of sense?
Reckless.
Of reckless?
Yeah,
okay,
rash.
Cool. So I'm going to build a specialty for you right now, which I'm sure will make the designers pull their hair out when they actually see it. But
I better see it in the book.
Oh, boy. This is the custom stuff.
We are actually doing a panel at Gen Con where basically the fans get to tell us what to do. Like, we're going to build a theme on stage. So I'm going to create a specialty called Battle Rager.
Yeah!
And let's see. I'm going to give you the Rage ability, which means you can take disadvantage to deal maximum damage.
Mm. Oh, that drives me wild with desire.
Oh, no. And it's called what? Battle Rager?
Yeah. And then...
Oh, man. Benwin would do that.
And he you guys will be... all the time. It would be so mad.
You'll be mad. So mad. So I can take a combat disadvantage.
Yes. So you roll two dice and take the lowest, but if you hit, you deal max damage.
That'll happen every round.
And then, do you see Benwin as being, like, really, like, unstoppable tough? Like, he's just really reckless, throws himself into dangerous situations, so he can really take a blow pretty well, or...
Oh, yeah, he's usually full of arrows and covered in acid.
I mean, that's great for a story, and I'm perfectly fine going that way, but I don't want to be no fun to play with because I just am unkillable.
Yeah, so what I was thinking of doing was giving you a feat that... let's do this.
So, with this combat disadvantage...
Yeah.
So, whatever I hit, if I take combat disadvantage, which means the lowest roll counts. Yep. But if I hit, I don't have to roll damage. It's max damage.
Exactly.
Shit.
That sounds a lot... That's Vegas at the table every night.
You know what's gonna be like, please don't do this at the... No. Please. Yeah, please don't.
Benwin, no.
Benwin. I'm like, no, it's our last chance.
Oh man! But then you, when you connect with that, mm-hmm. and then you start dumping dice into your max damage hit.
Yeah, max damage plus 4d12.
Yes,
because that 4d12 doesn't count as a possible max damage, right?
That's probably how long.
See, and that's where I just go up and take someone's head off.
Oh shit! Yeah.
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 It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be the best, guys. You're gonna love it.
All right. So then,
until I miss, and I'm killed.
No, then it'll be funny. Like we can't. We can't lose. We're at the table to have
all
fun.
All right, so what's this next part of my specialty?
So I won't have a number for you, but you'll probably get some bonus hit points.
Cause okay.
Because in Petra's Battle Rage, you like to get stuck in the middle of things. So getting increasing your hit points probably makes sense.
Yeah, right.
You're kind of a tough guy. And then, let's see, so you're kind of, let's see, you're reckless, so you're doing a Battle Rage thing. You're probably going to have like a sort of a, do you usually like to charge? Is that the first thing you like to do?
Yeah. Are you thinking of like a collateral damage?
Yeah, something like well, when you said that, like what did you have in mind? What were you thinking about? Like when you say like you can take some damage and deal some damage, or is it kind of
like, or people get damaged when you damage somebody else?
Like in other words, you know, if we're like if I'm running down a hallway away from my friends mm-hmm. and go ape shit, the things that are all in my wake are bad people. But if we're in a tight group and I go ape shit, my friends are going to take a little bit of... They might get...
Oh,
you know
see,
what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, so we're talking about something that actually
because
makes
I
you go
Because I am frequently
away.
The target of your spells.
That's
like,
true, you are.
make me the target, and I always take some of your damage. But like if I start losing my shit in the middle of a tight group, you guys might feel...
I see. So. The, yeah, go ahead.
The prick of... my axe as well.
Exactly, but I'm saying that what it does is it sort of reinforces that impetuous, solitary nature.
Yeah.
So how about like an overpower ability when you attack, you can also deal damage to everyone around you, friend or foe. Like you don't, you have no finesse to it. You can't decide.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
God, the designer's gonna freak out. Show them this.
Hmm?
The designer's probably gonna have an embolism when I show them.
It's fine.
The, and say, then you need one more. So you get feats at level 1, 3, 6, and 9, and you're level 10. So one more thing. Now we could always just we could give you some more bonus hit points if you want to be really tough.
Yeah.
He spends a lot of time on fire from gym spells.
That's true. What if
does ongoing damage exist?
Oh yeah, we'll still have that. Yeah.
Something that helps negate ongoing damage.
Yeah, something like that.
What if we tie it back into my pub brawler? What if like I get a bonus if fighting while drunk? Or that's different, right?
Well, when you're drunk, you get disadvantage, so you can just take disadvantage. Does it matter?
Double disadvantage. You roll five dice.
You know, we could maybe give you some DR. So, like, you talk about like, gym spells hitting you, ongoing damage. We give you, like, DR 5, and a lot of ongoing damage are, like, 5 or 10. So
yeah.
That'll help.
You're just tough.
And
yeah.
You're not going to get
you've
that
been set on
level.
Fire a lot.
I have been.
You're tempered.
My skin's used to it. Yeah. I've been tempered.
Right.
I'm like a cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
Just keep me oiled. Don't clean me.
No.
Yeah, and so that would probably be the feat you'd get at 9th level.
That's cool.
Which might be your last feat. We're not sure what level's above level
fine.
10 yet. But so you got
that's
rage.
Fun. That's already fun as hell.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
So then after that...
so at 10th level, you're saying that he has 4d12
expertise dice.
Exactly. So these skills we just described, the battle rage or the bonus hit point, the overpower, and the damage resistance, those come as I level.
Exactly.
Okay.
Those are your feats. They're in addition to what you
That's have. Right. But Binwin is level 10, and so you
oh,
have...
Oh, that's right. I've got them. Yeah.
So, now, so 4D, you have 4D12 expertise dice. Okay. Now, how do we generate Binwin's hit points?
Okay, so Binwin's hit points are... Let me look at my fighter file here. So your hit, so right now, you can choose to roll for hit points, or you can just take the average. So your hit points at first level will be... You get... And actually, there's this kind of open question here. I'm not sure if you're adding your
Hold on. So we're going back to dice rolls?
If you want, you can choose. So
you could do that in 4E, too.
You could?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could. It's pretty easy to house rule, because you can just figure out. So yeah, it's up to the DM, depending on the campaign he wants to run. You can either just get automatic hit points, or you can roll. If you just went with automatic hit points, and this number will actually change, I think there's still a couple tweaks you have to make. But right now, based on these rules, you would get... let's see, 6, 54, 64. Right, and what's your constitution?
16.
So you would get about 67 hit points, but that's probably lower than it should be. Because I know right now you probably actually end up with more like 90.
Okay.
Because right now I'm not adding your con modifier, but I think you're supposed to be adding your con modifier.
Yeah, and his old HP was 85. So
okay,
that,
yeah, so you're about the same.
That tracks.
So you could see if you're fighting a fighter of your level... Like each hit, if he was throwing his expertise dice into the damage, you could take like 3 or 4 hits before you do that.
Yeah.
So that's where we kind of, against an equivalent foe, where we kind of.
I like that. That's
cool.
The way it should be. Cool.
But I mean, right now, we basically made your 10th level fighter. The only thing you have to do after this point is just your equipment, and then you're done.
Man.
That is fucking insane. That's because cool. That 10th level character, I mean, that would be you at the computer with two friends.
Yeah.
Behind you
for
talking.
An hour.
And there's
comparing
no
a list of 20
it's attack
abilities. What's both?
Attack and move.
And these were things like, you know, when we have the specialty, like instead of choosing 4 feats, if you just saw the battle rage specialty and said, hey, this looks cool, you know, you're making 1 choice instead of 4.
Yeah, it's a nice package.
So, yeah, things like that.
You know what I mean? And then the background, so the background specialty, here we go.
Yep, exactly.
So the wizard will have a background and the wizard will have a specialty too?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
But it will also have spells.
Yeah.
And that's in addition to. The schools? What did you call them?
Traditions.
Traditions. Magical traditions.
Yeah, traditions.
Will wizards have to memorize their spells every day?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah.
That's the best.
I mean, the thing I noticed in the very early playtests that we did with our group, you know, one of our players was playing a wizard, and he was so used to 4E wizard, where he was just... He casts a bunch of stuff, like right when they first walk in that cave.
Mystical torrent.
Yeah, and then he's like, all right, I want to use those again. And it's like, no. You used it already, like it's done. And so then he's like, okay, I need to be real careful with these other ones I have. And so he was just casting his magic missile. And then, but when you get to the last room, it's like, okay, now get the wizard up here. Like,
now turn it up.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And we're hoping, like, you know, people, if they're playing the 4E wizard, they really like that style of power, they could play a warlock and they get something that's very similar mechanically. And hopefully it has a nice, distinct story, so you feel different, but you don't feel like you're like, there
right.
Might be some people when they convert a character to shoot and they decide to change class. Because it just better fits in with what their signature ability is.
So would Will, I mean, playing as a ranger,
exactly.
Is he going to be a fighter that uses a bow?
No, he wasn't a ranger, right? I mean, he was actually...
That's right, yeah.
He was that religious...
Was Avenger.
Yeah, the Avenger.
Yeah.
That religious assassin dude. So would he be a rogue or a... Do you have rangers? You don't have rangers, do you?
We don't have ranger design yet.
You have a bow-fighting fighter, right?
Yeah. So it would depend on what kind of weapon you wanted to use. One of the things...
Would he be a rogue?
He might be a rogue.
Might be a rogue,
with like an Avenger theme.
As
looks
an
like,
Avenger, yeah. I think I think as a striker type character, he may end up being a rogue. Or because I mean, the whole idea of the Avenger was that he was able to come up and he was basically implacable.
Yeah.
And I wonder if a pile of expertise dice doesn't explain his ability to his assassination stuff better.
Because he could essentially swear an oath against you, and then that was it. He was on you.
You know, what's cool is that he doesn't have an oath now, but now the oath is just flavor.
Sure,
he
yeah.
still has it, and he's still going to say it.
Yeah, he will.
But it's pure RP.
Oh, yeah, he'll say it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So let's talk about that.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Tell me more.
If we're converting to a new edition, is this like a multiple universe thing? And now I didn't kill Will?
No.
His character, and that he can't hold that against me.
No, I think we move forward, but it's like it's not retcon. You know what I mean? It's like when you change directors, but you keep the continuity. So, in terms of fighters,
mm-hmm.
what are we looking at if we want to try to go for somebody who has a pile of dice to kill?
Can we play this now?
We want to have a fighter who is our Avenger assassin type dude. So the primary bifurcation is between thief.
Well, it also depends too, because what we'd like to do for a lot of classes like Avenger is create specialties.
Exactly.
There's an Avenger specialty.
Absolutely.
So then you think, so for Will's character, was he more stealthy, or was he more...
No, he was more chase you down and kill you.
Yeah, he might want to be a fighter. He might want to be a paladin. Now, we don't have the paladin fully designed yet, but that might fit. Like,
but the paladin would be a specialty for fighters?
Well, no, the paladin would be its own class.
Oh, okay.
But then you could take the Avenger specialty for that paladin.
There we go. So it's in that divine vertical, exactly. Essentially.
You could even be a cleric and take...
I think there may be a play for cleric where he doesn't focus on healing and instead focuses on being a super badass.
Exactly.
Because essentially he was a religious... Avengers are religious zealots.
Yep.
I mean, I wonder if there isn't a cleric play. Or is there something we can look at for clerics that might have been a good...
So, let's see. What we have the sun domain, which probably really wouldn't fit.
Well, for him, there's a lot of light and flashing blades and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For him, like, sun would be a cool domain, and those beams would be kind of cool for him, too, I think.
It'd give him pretty light armor, and he'd be more of a ranged guy.
Yeah.
Flapping with his spells. You could do something like that. I mean, because...
I feel like that would actually fit him pretty well.
Because what I'd like to do with the Avenger specialty is give, like, the Oath ability.
Yeah.
Might be a little more limited, because you might be picking, like, a specific person rather than... But there might be a lesser version using every fight. That might make sense for him. He wants to kind of stay closer to be...
That's right. You
know, for the front line, more back line, things like that.
Yeah, he definitely wants to get... on them. I think that the beam is for him more secondary. I'm just wondering in terms of you have those domains that you're looking at as far as like what at wills we're pulling out of that domain. I mean, if you had I have sort of a good person here.
Yeah.
Like, where can we go on the dark spectrum for clerics?
So right now we don't have any of the really sort of like neutral or evil domains designed.
Oh, not yet. Okay.
Yeah, not yet. But one of the things we can do, I mean, it wouldn't be that much like if he's you know, if he wants to be with his Avenger, if he's making range attacks, it actually might make sense for him to, let's see, let me check something here. I keep looking at the wrong files. But we have, let's see. There was a specialty at one point, kind of like the magic user gave you at-will magic.
Yeah.
That did something similar for divine characters, but I don't see it here. But it might make sense for him to go fighter or rogue and take that specialty and mix it with the Avenger specialty, especially since he's 10th level, so you have some...
There we go. But then we maintain the divine aspect.
Yeah, exactly.
For to flesh the rest of the character out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely see a big pile of dice in our future for Will. I think he'll love spending those dice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, because I think that with you, there's going to be a lot of nick damage. And, you know, always getting something out of these rolls. But Will, I see him just dropping handfuls of dice every time he connects.
I like the idea of Jim having these spells that he's got memorized. The idea that he's memorizing stuff that is important to Jim and not necessarily important to the party.
You mean like facts?
Well, no, just like spell, like, you know, in 4th edition I have all this stuff that was like, I had instant friends. Like, you know.
Jim can just
walk up to somebody and like glamour them.
No, I see. So we're talking about situations where you've taken spell choices
are
for things that he likes to do.
Yeah, he likes to do, and then you're in a situation where you're like, all right, we need the wizard.
We need
like,
fire.
What can you do? I can make friends super quick right now.
Really quick.
I've got, you know...
Basically instantaneously.
Yeah.
But I can only make one friend.
Yeah. Illusory doves. Great are happening.
Great value on leather goods.
Yeah. Like, he's using up space in his mind.
Well, in his arsenal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, man, I can't wait. I cannot wait to see
it. Yeah, I'm ready to play it.
Cool. Well, good. That's good to hear.